Brad strolled back around to the front of the car again, admiring the sneering chrome grill. It was all Buick, that grill. That part, at least, was dead on the money. And verifying that there was no inspection sticker. Not from PA, or any place else. There were no stickers on the windshield at all. The Buick's owner was apparently not a member of AAA, the Elks, the Lions, or the Kiwanis. He did not support Pitt or Penn State, at least not to the extent of putting a decal on any of the Buick's windows, and his car wasn't protected by Mopar or good old Rusty Jones. Pretty cool car, just the same. Although the boss would have told him that his job wasn't to admire the rolling stock, but just to fill him fast. The Buick drank $7 worth of the good stuff before the feed cut off. That was a lot of gas in those days, when a gallon of high test could be purchased for 70 cents. Either the tank had been close to empty when the man in the black coat took the car out, or he'd driven it a far piece. Then Bradley decided that second idea had to be bullshit. Because the roads were still wet, still brimming over in the dips, for God's sake. But there wasn't a single mud streak or splatter on the Buick's smooth blue hide. Not so much as a smear on those fat and luxy white walls, either. And to Bradley Roach, that seemed flat out impossible. It was nothing to him one way or the other, of course, but he could point out the lack of a valid inspection sticker. Might get him a tip. Enough for a six-pack, maybe. He was still 6 or 8 months from being able to buy legally, but there were ways and means if you were dedicated, and even then, in the early going, Bradley was dedicated. He went back to the office, sat down, picked up his inside view, and waited for the fellow in the black coat to come back. It was a damned hot day for a long coat like that, no doubt about it. But by then, Brad thought he had that part figured out. The man was an SKA, just a little different from the ones around Statler, from a sect that allowed car driving, it seemed. SKAs were what Bradley and his friends called the Amish. It stood for shit-kicking assholes. 15 minutes later, when Brad had finished reading We Have Been Visited by UFO expert Richard T. Rumsfeld, U.S. Army retired, and had given close attention to a blonde page four girl who appeared to be fly-fishing a mountain stream in her bra and panties, Brad realized he was still waiting. The guy hadn't gone to make any nickel-and-dime deposit, it seemed. That guy was clearly a shithouse millionaire.